Tone Lund is the executive director of the Pondere Arts Council, and Claire Christie is the arts coordinator. And I guess, is tomorrow the big day?
Tomorrow's the big day.
Okay. What happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the opening reception night. So all 27 stops will be open from 5 to 8, and the artists will be present.
On the 48th annual Art Walk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is, so a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are aware of what Art Walk is, but it is just downtown, or mainly downtown. It's walkable. You can walk to all the different places, and in each of them you'll find a local artist or multiple local artists. Yes, artists. Yeah, with their artwork displayed at businesses and other venues around town and in the downtown area.
So 48 years. What year does that mean it started? My math is not going that fast. 25, 48, 23 more years. 23 from 100.
1977?
Yeah. 77. Like
somebody get out the calculator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And you guys are, you just take it, take people's word that it has been going on for 48 years, right?
Well, yeah, we take Carol Diener's word. She knows.
She remembers. It was there in 1977. What's new? What's different this year? Anything changed on the from years past?
We have some new stops.
Sweet. What's new?
So Tomlinson Sotheby's has two stops, and this is their first time doing it. So they have two offices. One is on 2nd Ave, and then the big new building on 5th Avenue. We have the AM Gallery, who has the Ross Hall collection.
Mm, yeah.
And she's tucked in behind the winery and the Fat Pig.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really amazing space.
Oh, okay. That's where she is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she'll have some wine tasting and a jazz guitar for the opening, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the fun part of Art Walk. Everybody has music and food and wine, and
mm-hmm.
it's like a townwide party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art Walk lasts like all summer long. I think your date on here goes through August 31st. That's how long the artwork will be displayed. But but tomorrow night, it's not.
It's the party.
It's the kickoff.
After hours. I mean, and in most of these places, there'll be something going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What's going on over at your place, at the gallery, the Pondere Arts Council Gallery, tomorrow night?
We have a group showing. Uh-huh. We'll have some wine, and I'm sure it will be packed.
It always is. Our first Fridays have always been packed, so.
Yeah.
And this one brings a lot of people out on Art Walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the street, the Music Conservatory will have Heather Peterson's work. I'm not sure exactly what their plans are, but I'm guessing there's going to be some music.
Yeah, usually they open the doors and have some music going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire is displaying at POAC's gallery tomorrow night, too.
You are one of the
she's
artists
one of
on
them.
Display.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What did you make, paint, draw? What did you do?
It's a pretty illustrative looking piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's a figure and some fish and bubbles. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous to show it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay. Weird is good. I like that. Okay, so look for that one at the gallery, and you'll know that one is Claire's.
Bubbles and fish.
Yeah. Let's see. You mentioned that the AM Gallery is on there new, and I have not been in that space. Somebody has, though. One of you has actually been in there?
Yes.
Checked it out?
Yeah. So cool. She has the Ross Hall collection, mm-hmm. which has been kind of hidden away for a while. So I'm excited to see it on display again.
Yeah.
She also has John Morse, who's like a mid-century modern painter, and she has sculptures, and it's just a gorgeous space. It's kind of tucked back there. So you go to the offices and building to the right side of the winery and walk to the end of the hall.
In that hallway, and then to the left in there, in that area where there's like photographs on the wall too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that building called? Is it just called the
winery? It's Bellwood 301.
There we go. Okay, yeah. Bellwood. Yeah. Anyway, that one is kind of exciting. I believe they were on these airwaves not long ago, talking about the grand reopening, I guess, of the Ross Hall collection. But for those who don't know, Ross Hall was a well-known photographer from the area, and some of his, you've probably seen his pictures around town in all sorts of various places.
And right below us was the studio.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Of his son,
Dan Hall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see the old powerhouse is on there. Mm-hmm. And that's stop number one.
Yeah.
Cool. That's another cool building to go wandering around in a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's got a really cool collection of work in there. It's all very different.
Looking at that, the old powerhouse that says Air Gunners by Jeanette Da Silva. What is Air Gunners? That's the name of what she does?
Yes. She's kind of created her own thing. She does airbrushing, but they look like photographs.
Oh.
They're incredibly realistic. Oh. And she does, like all sorts of things from realistic fine art to helmets, and she can airbrush whatever you need done. So
And the Homeschool Academy is there.
Yeah. So Lillian Lassen teaches art to the Homeschool Academy, and every year they bring us 13 to 15 pieces to hang an art walk. So it's a celebration of the kids' work.
Nice.
It's amazing how many talented kids there are. I mean, we just had our high school art show.
Yeah, and the student art show.
Wow.
Mm.
I mean, they sold a lot of pieces, too.
They did.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. Is that the student art show, is that in coordination at all with the school, or these are the students who take your...
Yeah, we get the teachers, the art teachers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. The old powerhouse is on there. The AM gallery is the new one. Mm-hmm. What else is new on here? Are there any other new venues that haven't been on here before?
Yeah. So your neighbor here,
yes.
Barrows Young Studio, it's her first year doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Allison Barrows Young she's like internationally published artist, really incredible. So make sure you stop by there. Also Cedar Street Studios, that's a new one. Mm-hmm. That's Matt Loam's studio on the second floor of the Cedar Street Bridge. He's got his own work in there, and he also has students. He teaches art classes for kids, so there'll be a lot to look at there. Let's see.
When you go to the Barrows Young Studio at 323 North First Avenue on the second floor, say hello to, tomorrow evening, Bob Aldrich will be in here doing the blues show. And say hi to Bob.
Nice.
He will actually be on the air, so don't try not to interrupt, but don't feel like, the door will be closed, but you can wave to him as you go by. let's see.
Hepler Long Consulting, is that a new one?
This is probably their third year doing it. They're up by the Reader offices there. I think it's 111 Cedar. And they've got Holly Pennington, she makes her own earth pigments. So she collects different colors of soil from different areas. Some of it's from Arizona, some of it's from here. Oh. And she uses that to create her paints. And
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's some really interesting stuff there.
Hmm.
And that building is cool, too.
That's where the Reader is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yellow Goat Studio, have they done it before?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's across from us. They're on 2nd Ave.
Mm-hmm. How do you assign these artists to the various places? What's that process like? Do artists just come to you and say, put me somewhere? Or do they meet the, you know, the various venues and say I'd be good here, or
it's a little both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I collect applications for people who don't have a venue or they don't have that arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Some venues, they know who they're going to have. And that's the featured artist. That's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to pair the artist with a business or a venue that's going to fit the vibe of mm-hmm. the place. So like Ed Robinson at Outdoor Experience makes sense because Ed is an avid hiker and he's always out in the woods and he does plein air paintings.
Oh.
So I thought mm-hmm. that, I mean, that's mm-hmm. a good pairing. Mm-hmm. And I try to do that for the artists and the venues. So
and
that,
putting Randy Wilhelm at Tomlinson Sotheby's is good because he does all the, you know, historical
paintings. The Sandpoint series.
Sandpoint series, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does Nicole Grimm do?
She was painting with Ed Robinson.
Oh.
So they are both plein air.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm looking for other like familiar names. Do you have new artists this year? Anybody who hasn't done, been in the show before?
There are a lot. Yeah. Yep. A lot of new artists. We at the Powerhouse, not just the Homeschool Academy, but Jeanette, who does Air Gunners. This is her first one. Jaden Dickinson. This is her first one. Looks like most of the people. That's their first. So, yeah, we try to encourage people who haven't shown before. I think Art Walk is a good time to do it because you can end up in a group showing, and it's just exciting to come out on opening night and chat with people.
Yeah.
So the speakeasy is right below us, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they feature their daughter's work, and she has been doing it. I think this is the third year. And I always check in on her because she improves every year. And she's very outgoing and she's happy to talk to people and she sells really well. So it's a fun time down there.
Huh. And Angela Cochran is at the District.
Mm-hmm.
What does Angela do?
They're photographs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she travels a lot. So I bet she has lots of pretty pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Are you supposed to call pictures pretty? I don't know. Informative?
I think so. I think that's okay.
My vocab is probably a little limited there.
Evocative.
Pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about, I recognize a lot of the names here, but maybe our listeners won't. Do the artists kind of pick their own art once they have an assignment? Do they pick their own artwork? Do they go from, you know, the breadth of their career, or do they try to pick new and, you know, things that are different than they've had up before?
It's mostly what they use to apply is what we hang.
Okay, sure.
Oh. Because that's what I show to the venue and that's what they choose from.
Okay.
But things change, you mm-hmm. know, when you know where you're going to be and maybe you have a little more space or you check out the atmosphere of the place, you could add a few things or change it up.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night, you guys are both probably stationed at the Pondere Arts Council Gallery. You don't get to do the walk itself, do you?
Or a little bit.
You'll walk around?
I try to sneak out for a minute.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Where are you going to sneak out to when you do it?
Probably stay close.
Stick to
Second Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see. Yeah, the furthest one, the old powerhouse is stop number one mm-hmm. On the tour, and that's about as far out as you go, right?
And we'll have some board members manning the mm-hmm. powerhouse down there.
Cool. Does the we haven't mentioned yet the passport and like the sweepstakes, the great prize. What do people do? How do people like kind of, yeah, what's that angle to the art walk experience?
Well, you gotta get at least 10 stamps and then you can turn your passport in,
mm-hmm.
Which 10 is really reasonable considering there's 27 stops.
Yeah. You pick up the passport.
Any of the locations.
Oh,
they
okay.
all have passports. The maps are all out there. We have the maps online, too, on our website.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to go and see where your first stop is going to be and mm-hmm. where you're going to grab your physical map. But, yeah, you go through, you get 10 stamps, you bring it to the POAC office, and then at the end of Art Walk, then we'll do a drawing for season passes to our performing arts series.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah.
And typically we announce the performing arts series at this event, but we've had some trouble with a couple of dates, so it's going to be announced at our art party on June 27th.
Okay.
And that's out at...
the SOAC, Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center. Yeah.
SOAC?
SOAC.
Okay. SOAC and POAC.
I know it, yeah. Now, okay, are you the only people who call it SOAC because it's POAC? I don't think I've heard that before.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, it's good. It just makes like sense. It. Yeah. I think bring it on. Yeah, I think that's the new name rather than the Organic Agricultural Center.
Yeah. It's a mouthful. It's a tongue twister.
Uh-huh. Should we change gears and talk a little bit about that event? Your art party?
It's our fundraiser, one of our fundraisers, and we're changing it up this year. Usually it's auction, sit-down dinner, live auction, raise the paddle. This year we're just trying to educate people more on the educational aspect of what POAC does with our kaleidoscope program and our ovations program. And so each of the rooms are going to be different activities going on. So you'll go into one, and it'll be the kaleidoscope room, and we'll have teachers in there showing, you know, work that the kids have done, and then we'll have a Joyce Dillon studio room. We'll have some of our artists outside doing demonstrations. We will still have some silent auction items, and also our famous 10x10s that you can purchase. All of the artists do these 10x10s, and we wrap them up in paper, and you pick one and buy it without knowing what's in there.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which is super fun. They go really fast.
Cool.
Yeah.
So tell us about all the educational programs that POAC does. I know about the kaleidoscope, and maybe give more details for people that don't know, but then the other programs, because you mentioned one that I don't know.
I'll let you
about.
Go ahead and talk about kaleidoscope, Claire, because she's one of our kaleidoscope teachers. Yeah. She teaches that at Kootenai.
I was a kaleidoscope kid when I was growing up here. So it came really full circle to teach it now. But once a month, our trained volunteers go into their assigned classroom and they teach a lesson from our curriculum. The curriculum's designed to prepare them for art classes in middle school and high school, because a lot of local schools don't have the budget for an art teacher. So they learn about, you know, the elements of art through kaleidoscope.
Is this a hands-on thing?
Yep. We bring in all the supplies, and it's, you know, totally free.
There's over 1,000 students involved in the program. We do third through sixth grade in all of the schools in Bonner County.
Wow. Yeah.
1,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Third through sixth grade. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Besides the kaleidoscope program, you mentioned some other...
The ovations program, which is part of our performing arts series.
Uh-huh.
So when we bring a performer in, they will either bus the kids down to the Panada Theater, and they'll get a 45-minute to an hour show and get a talk with the performers. Or we take them to the schools. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we take them there. Some people are more specialized, like when we brought the Brubeck brothers, we took them to the high school jazz band, and they gave them some coaching and stuff. It's really fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
And at the arts party, you'll be announcing the performing arts series.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
There's a draw right there. That'll get people in the door, I would think.
Yeah. We're going to have lots of fun door prizes and a lot of... what would you call what Molly's doing? It's like going to be like a group art piece where everybody can come in and do a little piece of it. And then she'll put it together, and at the end, it'll be a prize.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
An art party.
A ticketed event?
Yes. Yeah. It's $75, and you can get them on our website. We have Ivano's is doing heavy hors d'oeuvres and beer and wine. Canned cocktails. Mm-hmm. It's all included in the price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. The art and at a very cool place. The SOAC, as you say.
It's such a fun building.
It's neat.
That is a neat building.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think it's a place that people don't I mean, because it is a little bit out of town. It's a place people don't necessarily get out to.
And now that the road is out, people might be driving a little further to get there.
I saw that.
I did not know this. North Boyer is closed?
Yeah, where you go down that dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the culvert is
failed.
So it's closed indefinitely right now.
Oh, my.
So you have to go out the highway down to Bronx.
Bronx Road?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Okay. Closed indefinitely.
That's what they say.
Okay.
You can get to the fairgrounds and one end of the development that's there. Mm-hmm. It's part of Cedar, whatever.
Right. But that's before Schweitzer's Road, too, isn't
it?
Yeah. Yes. So you have to go the long way to get to Schweitzer, too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to take some people out of their way.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an inconvenience for those who live out that direction.
Yeah. It's a city project, too.
Is it? City of Sandpoint?
Yeah.
Not a county issue? Well, I think perhaps we'll talk more about this on the news show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Breaking
news.
When did this happen?
Yesterday. You
know, just yesterday, the culvert went out.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Okay. I'm learning about this now for the first time.
It's part of our job here is to educate you, Jack.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel great.
Breaking news.
Yep. I feel educated. The culvert is out on North Boyer. Watch out. Go the long way around. But still worth getting to the art party.
Absolutely.
And maybe it'll be fixed by then.
Could be.
I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's the city. They'll do it fast.
Yeah. The art party's on the 27th out at SOAC.
Yes, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And we have tickets. We've sold a lot of tickets, but there's still tickets available.
Okay. So. Is that a full summer for POAC? Not SOAC, but POAC? Do you have any other events on the horizon?
The Arts and Crafts Fair,
Well,
of course,
sure.
In August.
That comes. Is that the weekend? Is that one of the festival weekends, or is that?
It's not.
Schedule
it's
the after.
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 Okay. Yeah.
Smart. Yeah. Cool. Where's that going to be? The Arts and Crafts Fair.
2nd and Main, downtown on the street.
Shutting down doing the block party kind of thing.
Yep.
Shut down the street.
Yep.
Come on, come one, come all.
Mm-hmm. It's the 9th and 10th this year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
And then we've got the summer series, which we put on with Maddox Farm Productions.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know if he's got all the dates set yet. If you bring somebody in from from there, he might be able to tell you. But he was hoping to have them all booked before this brochure so that we could have them included. But he wasn't quite ready either.
Yeah. Well, these things happen.
Yeah.
But that'll be a series of summer concerts in Farm and Park again?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Those are always fun.
They are fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll watch for that. Word from Maddox Farm Productions about the summer concert series.
Yeah.
So I see the on the flyer about Art Walk that Jenny Berry is the POAC's Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
So how does that happen that you become Artist of the Year?
Well, we have some people who are really involved with POAC. Jenny Berry has been there since I started 5 years ago. She volunteers her time. She's an amazing artist.
She's a teacher in the Joyce Dillon Studio.
Yeah. She's very active within POAC, which made her a good candidate. We select our Artist of the Year. There's not an official criteria, but people kind of show
stand
themselves.
Out.
Stand out. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
So she does Kimi Komi, which is a interesting technique. It's with fabric, but there's no sewing involved. So they look like they're quilted, but they're not. And she can make things look so
realistic.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, just with fabric.
Yeah.
And there's no sewing involved.
No.
So how does she tie it together?
She tucks it. Yeah.
Yes. Huh.
So she has like a piece of styrofoam and then she'll cut out the shape and then just tuck the material into it. You can kind of see it on the cover of the brochure.
Yeah, it looks quilted, but
yeah.
She'll have some work at POAC for Art Walk. Mm-hmm. And then in July, because she's Artist of the Year, she has her solo show. So that opens on July 11th. We'll have a reception for her.
Okay.
Cool. In the POAC Gallery. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Artist of the Year, mm-hmm. Jenny Berry. Okay.
You referenced the Joyce Dillon Studio. Why don't you tell us about that?
That is our classroom that is behind the POAC Gallery in our offices. And we have art classes there year-round. Of course, I think we've had, Jan's been on here before talking about it. She's the dean of the Joyce Dillon Studio. She hires all the teachers and does all the scheduling. And she's a teacher herself, and she also takes a lot of the art classes. And when we were talking about Allison Barrows Young, she's also one of our teachers at the gallery, too.
Yeah.
So there's a whole list of classes on our website. Macrame and
we've got macrame
weaving and
macrame weaving. Some
Allison's doing some art talks where you're not really creating anything, but she's teaching you a lot about the history
and how to appreciate art, and things like that,
which have been really popular.
Yeah, and there's new stuff all the time. We add new teachers and new classes, or a current teacher that we have will teach something new. Like we have a jelly plate class taught by Allison Barrows Young, which looked like an absolute blast. I kind of want to take that one.
Jelly plate
class? Yeah. It's kind of like a printmaking class. So you make your own design.
And that's spelled G-E-L-E-E, right?
G-E-L-L-I, think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like Jell-O.
No. Okay. This is not edible.
No or cooking jam. Classes.
Yeah. Well, a jelly plate, you know, it sounds like
food is art, though.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like something you'd have a little cracker next to it or something. And you might, sample the jelly plate. It's 8:30. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. We're talking to Tone Lund and Claire Christie from the Pondere Arts Council. I believe Lori Shook is going to be dropping by in just a little bit to talk to us as well. She's performing over at the Panada, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after that, the 25th of June. Should we take a short musical interlude here? Is it an appropriate time to play something by the first American group to score 5 consecutive number one hits on the Billboard charts? In 1965, on this date, they did their 5th consecutive number one. 65. What's your guess?
Well, either the Beatles or the Beach Boys.
The Beatles are British. So,
Beach
American.
Boys.
It's not the Beach Boys.
Well darn. I thought that was because Brian died yesterday.
Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. That's right. Yeah. He just passed away. No, it is the Supremes.
Oh.
How about that?
I like the Supremes.
Me too. Okay, we're going to play this one, Back in My Arms Again, which hit number one on this day in 1965, 60 years ago. And we'll be back with more right after this. The Supremes with Back in My Arms Again from 1965. Their 5th consecutive number one hit. Love those. Love those Supremes.
Love those Supremes.
Yeah. We're talking to Tone Lund and Claire Christie from the Pondere Arts Council about the whole summer and what's going on. It just right before we turned on the microphones, a question popped into my head, which is the art that is on display at these various places during Art Walk. Is it available for purchase? Like, are they going to be listed with prices, or is it just
most of it?
Yeah,
most of it. There are some sentimental pieces that people just like to share, but for the most part, yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. So you can do a lot of people. Go into a place during Art Walk and say, like, that's the one. I'm going to, take it right off the wall. And
On opening night, I see lots of
people are just
stuff,
buying
walking
stuff
around, and, you know, big canvases going down the street and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
So are most of the artists at the venue their art is being displayed in, so they can go ahead and sell and do a purchase? Because I mean, the shop owner isn't going to do the sale for them, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of the shops do the sales.
Oh,
for
really?
Them, but for the most part, the artists are present, so they can talk to people. And,
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's another feature of the big event is that at, as far as tomorrow night, most of the artists are going to be, or many of the artists are going to be there present.
Yeah.
You can ask them about their artwork and mm-hmm. talk to them about it a little bit.
The interesting thing is with the art walk is even after the opening reception, people are picking up brochures all summer and doing the art walk anyway.
Right. Yes.
It doesn't even matter.
Right.
You know, if,
you don't have to do it opening night.
Yeah.
Are the, I guess the artists who are going to be present, are they, I don't know, are they, I guess I always wonder how an artist, it's such a private thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, it's on display too, so maybe it's not that private after all, but I think I would have a hard time talking about, if I was a painter, you know, talking to people about my paintings.
I think that sometimes mm-hmm. explanation can kind of kill the connection, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So I think, mm-hmm. at least when I show my art, I try to keep it a little mysterious.
Okay. You don't tell people.
You don't know where this came from.
I cannot say.
Yeah. I guess, interesting that, people are going to be there and also selling their, the artwork, much of the artwork is going to be for sale. You can buy it right from the artist there. You guys are a gallery that offers things for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Do you offer like guidance to artists at all about like how much a piece of art should cost? Is that something that people just say, no, this one is worth $100. This one's worth $1,000 or whatever.
I try to be helpful, but it's such a, it's just a hard thing to price art because some artists go, you know, they measure it, they charge so much per square inch and that's how they do it. And that's their formula that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, time and materials and your personal connection to it can all influence the mm-hmm. price.
That's interesting, the square inch thing.
Yeah.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. That's a good question, Jack.
I think that's how I'd do it. Price per square inch. Yeah.
Kind of like asphalt.
Yeah. I think that makes yeah. That makes
time
sense.
And materials.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did I mean it's just so so interesting that a painting, you know, painting of the same size by the same artist might be hanging next to a different one, and one is twice, you know, the price tag on one is twice as much as the one on the other. How do you mm-hmm. decide what that is? What makes it more valuable? I don't know. Okay. This is just a rhetorical question. I don't know that there is an answer to it.
So I was reading an article about Woods Wheatcroft's studio closing.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, he made the statement that, you know, historically, Sandpoint was thought of as an arts town, but he didn't know if that was really so anymore. And I was really kind of shocked by that.
Yeah.
So,
that shocks me.
Yeah. You read it too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are we still an arts town?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think Art Walk will prove that.
Prove
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The town downtown is just packed on Art Walk. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially when the weather's nice.
Yeah.
We've had a few rainy Art Walks where. But people still came out. It was a lot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an interesting. I should go back and read that article. I'm guessing that was in the Reader,
uh-huh.
probably.
Yep. Yep.
Week
before last, maybe.
See what? Read up on what the context of Woods's remark there, because he's a thoughtful fellow. That Woods mm-hmm. Wheatcroft. I wonder what exactly he was trying to say. Well, yeah, he had to close his gallery. It's tough to. You know, tough to make a living as an artist, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Okay, let's talk with our remaining moments here. There is another event that we haven't even brushed the surface of yet. The Artist Studio Tour that comes up later on in the summer.
It's later Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's a preview before then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yes. So each of the artists will have some of their work hanging in the POAC gallery, mm-hmm. and so you can go and check. So, see who you want to go see first mm-hmm. on the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the studio tour itself, you go out to the actual place where they make their art.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. And visit their studios personally.
And those are usually a little bit of a drive, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They're all they can over be. The county.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can. That's why we give you 3 days.
Yeah. yes. So that's the Artist Studio Tour, not till Labor Day weekend, but that preview. Have you guys done that before?
Last year was the first year.
Okay. I mean, that's a good idea.
It is a good idea. I like it. And then Claire had the dots of which stop they were on the map, and the maps were available, and so you could check it out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then the Artist of the Year opening reception is July 11th.
Yes.
And honoring Jenny at the POAC Gallery at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I like that gallery space you have now.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it really well.
Considering what it used to look like before we moved in there, it's quite the change.
Yeah. What was it before? I remember during construction. I remember, you guys really tore the
because it had like 4 or 5 offices in there, and it was just a long hallway and some offices. Huh. So they basically just emptied it all out, made Claire and I each an office, and the front became the gallery, and the back became the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there you go. It is very cool, and I like that you guys are there on Second Avenue. The Music Conservatory is like across from you. It's sort of just an artistic, you know, you've turned it into an artistic block.
Yeah.
Now is that building on the corner still for sale?
I think somebody is leasing it, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's part of Art Walk this year.
Lake Life Wellness. It will be a spa.
Okay.
They're still working on it, but she will have.
They just got carpet colors. Like yesterday.
Yeah.
This is the old Tomlinson office. And what's it going to be?
It's called Lake Life Wellness. It's going to be a spa, like massage and facials and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, news to me. Okay. I was going to say it should be something that, you know, gets people walking down Second Avenue.
Mm-hmm. We need more of that.
First Avenue gets all the foot traffic. Mm-hmm. Second Avenue needs like 1 or 2 more things to pull people in, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And jalapenos just isn't enough.
That's right.
I mean, it's helpful, but it's not enough.
I see that our old friend Lori Shook has arrived, actually, and I might play something by the Shook Twins here and ask her to take one of your chairs.
Yeah, she can have mine.
Anything in closing for POAC before we say hello to Lori? What do you think?
No, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah. Happy
tomorrow
art night. Walk.
Yeah.
Go
5 to 8 p.m.
You can go and say hello to Tone and Claire at the Pontarea Arts Council Gallery. There will also be, you'll be pouring wine, is that correct?
Absolutely.
At the Pontarea Arts Council Gallery.
And at the Powerhouse, so make sure you stop there too.
Mm-hmm. And at many of the other spots on the Art Walk venue guide. There will be events going on tomorrow night too. So big night tomorrow night.
Yep.
A lot of fun.
Big night.
Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us. Okay.
I'm going to play a short one. This is one of the shorter songs by the Shook Twins that we have. It's and we'll be right back talking to Lori in person after this recording of the Shook Twins together playing a song called CRISPR. And stay tuned to the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY.
Things
Shook Twins. There we go. That one was called CRISPR off of their album What We Do. And now, here in the studio on microphone number four, is Lori Shook, one of the Shook Twins.
One of them.
I'm Jack Peterson, still here with Carrie Logan and Tone Lund and Claire Christie have left and are now on their merry way back, I suppose, to
getting ready for tomorrow night.
Lori, you're in town. Well, I imagine there's other reasons you're in town too, but you're in town for this concert coming up on June 25th.
Yes.
A couple weeks from yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
And that is a show that you're doing at the Panetta Theater with Steve Poltz.
Yeah. It's my first solo show. I've been doing those a little bit now that Caitlin is a mama. Our whole career is shifting. And yeah, I'm just trying out different things. Solo is terrifying. I don't know why people do it.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah, that going going solo after having a partner on stage for so long would
it's not preferred.
No.
But it's fun, you know, every now and then when I get to share a show with a good friend, or I've been also hopping in my friend's bands too, which has been really fun. But
cool.
Yeah, I just saw that Steve was coming. I've known him for like 10 years. We met at this cool music like conference thing called Folk Alliance in Kansas City, where like you perform in a hotel room for industry people. And once we saw him perform, it was just like, he's wild. You just never know what to expect. He's such a weirdo in such a great way.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
I got to speak to him on the phone, and we broadcast that conversation last week, I think.
Nice.
He's out there, man.
He's out there.
That was fun. He was fun to talk to.
Yeah.
And an unpredictable conversation.
Yes, he's very unpredictable. He's full of wild stories. He's been everywhere, done everything. It's really he's such a good guy. And we'll get up and sing together, I'm sure. Usually that happens. And I got a little handful of songs that I've been writing just on my own by my own self, and it's been really fun to just kind of explore that a little bit. So that's my first Sandpoint solo show.
That's very exciting. Yeah. Let's see. You were kind enough to send over one of the recordings of your new solo output. I guess we could go ahead and play that we want to. Yes, I'll get that lined up. The song is called See It Through. Anything you want to say about the particular song at all?
Yeah, it's just a sappy, sweet little heartbreak number.
Okay.
I wrote a while ago, actually, but ended up recording it just by myself, and it just kind of turned out that way. So I guess that's what represents my solo career now.
Okay. Yes, you can catch Lori at the Panetta Theater with Steve Poltz on the 25th of June.
It's going to be a great time.
Okay. we'll talk some more after this song. Again, it's called See It Through, and here we go.
Dear Lord, make me a bird that I can fly far, far, far away on. Take my pining mind. Would you make it as I love you, so I can't see through, I can't see through, no, I can't see through.
Lori Shook with brand new music there on 88.5 KRFY. That one's called See It Through. We're here in the studio with Lori, just finishing up the morning show here. Solo, but as we were saying, I was asking, we were off the air, so this is just you?
It's just me.
That was just you.
Yeah.
And it, Wonderful
thanks.
Song.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I like soft that. Little sappy number. Uh-huh. Have a couple of not soft ones, but mostly uh-huh. softness comes out when it's by myself.
Yeah. And you're, I guess the, what was the songwriting process like with the Shook Twins versus writing as just Lori Shook, I guess?
We wrote a lot. We write a lot together. But uh-huh. We also brought our own stuff.
You did.
And kind of, it would be like, this is a Caitlin song, this is a Lori song.
Yeah.
But towards the end, not the end, there's no end.
Yeah.
Just as of late, we were a lot more collaborative. With our bandmate Nico, too, we would go to mm-hmm. a cabin and try to write, because we're not, none of us are very prolific or very good at writing in our own homes, because we just want to vacuum or whatever. Yeah. So we have to like lock ourselves in a cabin. And mm-hmm. that's how I wrote that song too. I went to Brighton Bush and locked myself in a cabin and made myself write a song for the healing process, mm-hmm. as I do sometimes. But yeah, it's been fun to just write for myself and not have to think about like, how is this going to work with Shook Twins? You know, there's mm-hmm. been several songs along the way that are just like, okay, this is just mine. It's mm-hmm. fun. It's nice.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask here mm-hmm. on this current affairs program, what is the future of Shook Twins?
Shook Twins,
the band.
Oh, we'll continue. We'll always play the Panada. We know that.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you going to do the Thanksgiving show this year?
I believe so, yeah.
Giving thanks?
Yeah,
after?
Giving thanks is uh-huh. most likely going to happen. Yeah, I think we're just going to feel it out, see how it all feels. But, mm-hmm. I mean, for the past 5 years since COVID, we have definitely changed everything. We don't tour mm-hmm. hardly at all.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the new future. We do like 10 shows a year now, which might just be how it stays. And yeah. I don't know. We're just going to feel it out, how the little boy handles it all. And yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. But we'll still play Sandpoint for sure.
Okay. Is the little boy showing any musical aptitude yet? Do you think he's going to be a band member?
Oh, yeah. We want him to be, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
He can be the drummer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He can start out with pots and pans.
Yes. Yeah. We'll show him.
Yeah.
I'm going to show him how to play the shaker and the tambourine. I'm the percussionist.
Did we have the microphones on when we asked you if you're gonna tour? I forget. I know we were just talking
as
about
my,
that, but
as
yeah,
solo?
As yourself. Yeah.
Oof, I don't think so. I mean, if I get to be in one of my best friends, I get to be in John Craigie's band sometimes and Anna mm-hmm. Moss's band, and sometimes when I'm on a tour with them, then I'll maybe open a few shows. But it's not really. I don't know. I just keep waiting for my twin to come in, singing harmony, so it's hard for me.
So if you want to see Lori Shook, this is going to be a rare opportunity.
So rare.
Yeah.
One time only.
June 25th at the Panada Theater, and Steve Poltz, who, if you didn't hear, he's more, I guess, well-known as like a songwriter than... You may not know his name, but you almost certainly know his music. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. He wrote some songs with Jewel.
Yeah,
of
with
course.
Jewel. You Were Meant for Me.
Yeah.
I Was Meant for You. One of those. I don't forget how the name of it. But yeah, he does his version. And it's awesome. And mm-hmm. yeah, he's gotten written a few hits. He's gotten on some Grammy albums and stuff. And mm-hmm. But yeah, he's just a wonderful weirdo. You never know what's going to happen. I've seen him crowd surf to "This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land." He got everybody singing that, and then he started crowd surfing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just never know.
Well, it'll be a very fun show then.
Yeah.
And on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Okay. We are just about out of time. We have like 10 seconds left before 9 o'clock. What are we going to... What are we going to say? Anything?
It's good to be home. I love the Panada. I've been working there a little bit now.
Oh, you have?
So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can never go wrong with coming to the Panada, you know?
That's
it's
right.
It's such a good spot.
Mm-hmm. This radio station, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Panada Little Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Which has...
Love those shows.
Yes, has your sister's fingerprints all over it, in particular, I would say. Well, and yours, too. You were involved
in
that.
I think one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Such a sweet thing.
Yeah. So we're gonna call it a morning show, then, I think. It's
all
time
right.
for Bird Note here on 88.5 KRFY, Ponderé. Thank you, Lori, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Okay. And she's at the Panada Theater on June 25th, one night only. And,
Solo Lori.
Solo Lori.
Lori all of a sudden.
Okay. A la carte.
A la carte, yes. Just me.
Carrie, thanks for coming in today, too.
Thank you. Nice being here.
Okay.
This is KRFY 88.5 Ponderay.